If China were to impose its latest rounds of tariffs on the United States, Arkansas economic experts say the state's farmers would likely take a hit. Meanwhile, if the U.S. imposes its steel and aluminum tariffs on China, Arkansas manufacturers could experience the same thing. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek explains.
Arkansas farmers and manufacturers are facing the potential of finding themselves between a rock and a hard place. The rock is the announcement made by President Trump last month, increasing tariffs on imported steel and aluminum. The hard place is China's retaliatory response in an escalating war of what has for now been mostly words. Although last week, China did enact tariffs on about $3 billion worth of U.S. imports.
The tariffs and everything with China are very important to Arkansas farmers and Arkansas agriculture. We've already seen with some of the things that have gone on with solar panels and washing machines. We saw a tariff put on sorghum, which has basically banned that. That's the largest market for U.S. sorghum. Arkansas farmers produce that as well as farmers around the rest of the United States.
That's Matt King, the director of market information and economics at the Arkansas Farm Bureau. He's referring to the tariffs President Trump imposed on imported washers and solar panel components back in January. 2 weeks later, Chinese officials launched an anti-dumping probe into U.S. sorghum exports. The industry has taken a hit since then. And in last week's announcement, China included U.S. pork on the list of goods that will face an additional 25% tariff. Now China is eyeing soybeans and cotton after President Trump announced plans to apply tariffs on about 1,300 Chinese exports to punish the country for its theft of intellectual property. Here's Matt King again.
The largest of those is soybeans. We export about $14 billion worth of soybeans to China every year. If you look out, as you drive across the state of Arkansas, about one out of every three rows of soybeans in the U.S. ends up in China. One-third of everything that the U.S. farmers produce ends up in China.
And King says Arkansas could take a harder hit because so much of what farmers here produce ends up on the export market. In the case of soybeans, they amount to $1 billion worth of trade for the state.
$1 billion worth of trade is at risk.
The University of Arkansas Division of Agriculture estimates a 25% tariff on soybeans could mean the crop would lose 14% of its value and exports would decline by 19%. While the tariffs haven't been imposed yet, King says the uncertainty was enough to rattle markets and growers alike.
We saw last week when these tariffs were announced, farmers went to bed, soybean prices were about $10.50, somewhere in that neighborhood. They woke up, they were down the limit, almost less than $10. When you wake up and you see over 5% of the value of your product just declined overnight.
King says 60% of the world's soybeans are imported by China. In addition to the U.S., they import soybeans from Brazil and Argentina. And while Brazil's production is up, Argentina is experiencing a drought. So markets have bounced back. King says something else has helped as well.
One of the good things right now that we're seeing within this marketplace, while we've seen these tariffs and things like that drive these prices down, prices have been able to rebound as the rhetoric and everything has died down over the last week and a half or so. And there's still some positives out there in this marketplace because we are in such a global market.
China has a population of nearly 1.4 billion, and King says the growing middle class has made the country one of the largest consumers of pork.
We don't really think a lot about food here in the United States because such a small portion of our income goes to purchasing food overall. But you think about somebody who's living day to day, they've been eating rice every day, or they've just been eating just subsistence. When they start to make a little bit of extra money, that extra dollar goes to purchase protein.
And while China grows large amounts of corn, King says they don't grow nearly enough soybeans to feed livestock.
There's some questions right now. If China does implement this 25% tariff, it will have an impact on their domestic industry because it will increase the cost for their feed millers and things like that because there's not enough soybeans in the world to go in and backfill what the U.S. would be taken out of there.
King adds that soybean growers are outside their export window during this time of the year.
Whatever China does to us right now, it matters from a market perspective, can impact what happens to prices. But from actual sales, we've already exported about 90 to 95% of what we're going to ship to China.
Right now, King says farmers in the South are planting, first corn and rice and then soybeans. They'll start their harvest in September and aim to be wrapped up by Thanksgiving, so the next export window won't open until October.
The worst case scenario is for something like this to continue on through fall. and you start to see some of these tariffs and everything implemented. From a soybean grower perspective, these things could really impact prices.
The proposed tariffs on imported steel and aluminum could also impact Arkansas manufacturers, according to Melvin Torres, the director of Western Hemisphere Trade at the Arkansas World Trade Center.
Everything from manufacturers that produce actual steel, aluminum, to supply chain businesses, small businesses that could potentially, as an example, grow rice for the brewery industry, and the brewery industry uses aluminum cans for their products.
The World Trade Center and the Arkansas District Export Council conducted a survey of businesses across the state. Then they compiled the responses from companies that use steel and aluminum. About 34% said the tariffs would have a negative impact on their business. 40% said the tariffs would increase their prices. 16% said the tariffs could lead to layoffs and loss of business. 10% said the tariffs would either have a positive impact or wouldn't have any impact on their business at all. Here's Melvin Torres.
So there is a factual process where a company knows what their impact is as a result of the tariffs, but we also see that there's certainly a psychological component to it.
Torres says Arkansas businesses import most of their steel and aluminum from China, followed by Mexico and Canada. According to the survey, 43% of the companies stated their main reason for importing the materials was because their needs weren't being met by U.S. suppliers.
Almost 14% said that it was not available at all, and they had no alternatives because of the type of product that they're manufacturing.
Right now, it's unclear when the U.S. tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum will go into effect. But this week, China filed a complaint with the World Trade Organization and requested 60 days to consult with the U.S. Chinese leaders say the 25% tariff on steel and the 10% tariff on aluminum violate international trade rules. Also wrapped up in these negotiations are the two other countries that export steel and aluminum to the U.S., Mexico and Canada, America's partners in the North American Free Trade Agreement, or NAFTA. Torres says at first, the Trump administration said those two countries would be exempt from the tariffs.
Later on, it was decided by the administration to exempt them only for 60 days. So now the process for NAFTA may be a little bit impacted as a result of the tariffs.
The president announced the tariffs as the U.S., Canada, and Mexico are renegotiating NAFTA, an agreement that Torres says Arkansas has largely benefited from. According to the World Trade Center, the state exports millions of dollars more in goods and services to Canada and Mexico than it imports. And a report from Business Roundtable estimates Arkansas production would drop by nearly $800 million if the U.S. withdraws from NAFTA. Torres says we'll likely know in a few weeks where the negotiations between the U.S. and Mexico will go.
Whether it's going to be to continue negotiations, to stop them, to withdraw from NAFTA. It's unknown what that it's going to be, but probably before those 60 days, that decision is going to be made by all countries.
That means Canada, too. Torres says both Canada and Mexico want to keep the steel and aluminum tariffs out of the NAFTA negotiations, since they don't see that as part of the discussion about modernizing the agreement. But it's been difficult, as the 60-day exemption period will end in a few weeks.
It seems from a visit that we just had from the Trade and Investment Commissioner from Mexico last week, and from what I have discussed with different people within the D.C. area, is that there is a consensus that they want to finalize an agreement, to get into some sort of agreement.
Torres says the three countries also want to set a course of action, since Mexico will soon hold its presidential elections and the U.S. will have its midterm elections later this year. Meanwhile, Canada is having its federal election next year.
It's either we something is solved now, or the process will have to be put on hold for a long period.
While much of what was discussed in this story has not been implemented yet, both Torres and Matt King agree the uncertainty some farmers and manufacturers are feeling has already set in. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
In its annual forecast released this week, the World Trade Organization reports world trade in goods is maintaining a robust recovery, but the organization warns progress could be quickly undermined if governments resort to restrictive trade policies. Also this week, President Trump met with legislators from farming states and suggested he's open to looking into rejoining the Trans-Pacific Partnership, or TPP. The president withdrew the U.S. from the TPP shortly after taking office last year.